Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 84, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar, O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. Interlude. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. Interlude. O God, look with favor upon the King, our shield. Show favor to the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 84 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. The house of the Lord is a special place. Sometimes Christians overemphasize the personal aspects of faith, forgetting the importance of corporate worship. The Lord commands us to gather with his people to worship his name with our whole heart and soul, from what we just heard in verse 2. There should be a longing to gather again for worship, which is referenced in verses 2 through 3 and verse 10 from today's reading, and there is joy and blessing for those who worship the Lord together, which is also written in verse 2, verses 4 through 5, and verse 12. Weekly gathered worship should be a priority for those who follow Jesus. The Lord lives everywhere. The universe cannot contain him. We can worship God anywhere in all the earth. Yet there is something special, sacred, about spaces that have been set aside to glorify God. These are the places where we gather with others who love the Lord, praise his name, and have our lives transformed by his love. We need to live out our words of worship every week, and we need to long to gather again with God's people to praise his name again. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Do you prioritize weekly gathered worship with God's people? What difference does it make? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.